Hey from The Source listeners, today we have the pleasure of speaking with Stephen Johnson, who is the Grocerant Guru at Food Service Solutions in Tacoma, Washington. So Stephen will tell us about the latest retail and food service trends that will impact seafood purchasing this year and in 2015. So welcome, Steve. Thank you so much for being here today.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
You bet. It's always nice talking with you, and you're always at the forefront of what is going on, especially in retail and keeping up with what is going on with prepared foods at retail. So I was kind of wondering from you some of the top retail and food service trends that you've noticed, especially ones that impact how much seafood is being featured.
Well, there's the confluence of two trends that are kind of colliding and coming together in 2015. And at the confluence of those trends is this halo of better for you that's surrounded millennials are searching for better for you food, and baby boomers are looking for better for you food, and seafood falls in that category. The other, coincidentally, is the price of beef, pork, and chicken has all gone up substantially, and
right.
Prices are higher. So as the beef and pork prices have gone up, consumers have looked for an alternative for the home and when they go out to eat. And they're all looking for a better-for-you product, and seafood is that area.
But the prices, let me ask you real quickly about the prices. I mean, people tell me that seafood prices are going up too, but does it just... people are just more willing to pay?
Well, that's the drawback. You asked me what was happening. What's happening is people want better-for-you food.
Okay.
There's a halo around better-for-you and seafood.
Okay.
And because the beef prices went up, unfortunately, seafood prices are high, too. Halibut, crab, geez, manis. I had Dungeness crab last week. It was very expensive.
Yes.
And the halibut is unapproachable for a family of four. So, but the fact is, people still want it, and they're looking. And as they're looking, retailers and restaurants together, if they position things properly with the consumer in mind, remembering the world isn't perfect, but it's that halo is really driving success and will impact seafood, and 2015 should be a very good year.
Okay, that's great. Oh, and I know you work with a lot of grocery chains too, and keep up with what they're doing. So have there been grocery chains like in the past you're just really doing a great job with marketing their prepared meals and featuring seafood a part of that?
Well, there is one company that stands out in my mind. I could name probably five. I'll just name three. And the top three, and the best is Supermax in Puerto Rico. Their downtown store features seafood three times a week, prepared from salmon to tilapia. They have outstanding food, and the volume, we happen to been out there several years in a row working on a project. The volume at lunchtime and at dinner of the seafood entrees, it's phenomenal how many they sell. And they're not sold cheap. You know, $7.95 a pop, but you get two sides with your seafood.
Oh, so what kind of seafood meals do they feature?
Well, they probably have four or five sides from rice or beans or potatoes, carrots, vegetables. So you can get a starch and a vegetable with it, plantain in Puerto Rico, of course. But so you can get several side dishes with it. It's a fabulous meal. Very served quickly in an urban marketplace. They really do a good job. The other one down there is Pueblo. Pueblo, and I would think maybe it's because it's an island, but Pueblo sells a lot of seafood probably twice a week as well.
Hmm.
And their lunchtime sales and dinnertime sales of seafood are quite high.
Hmm.
And what's particularly interesting, there are companies like Publix in Florida, Metropolitan Market up here that'll have seafood once in a while, featured in their prepared meals pack. But Publix does an okay job, but they're inconsistent delivering on the quality at Publix. Supermax, I've had their food over the last 8 years, probably six different times. Consistent every time, cooked well, presented well, packaged well. It's surprising the job that they do, and I think many more retailers could do what they do. But they don't feature it as well as they do, or Pueblo does, down in Puerto Rico. But there are, and Wegmans has seafood they put on sale, and Whole Foods does as well. The third, I'll call my first two as grocery stores, and the third one I want to squeak in as a grocerant, Eatsies, Supermax, Pueblo, and then Eatsies. Eatsies in Dallas does catfish, does salmon. They do fish on a regular basis, do a great job.
They really do.
And they tout it. And they do seafood and fish a lot. So I would give them a lot of praise.
That's great. And I'm glad to hear there's some that are being so proactive with it, because we talked in the past and it was really lacking, you were saying, in grocery stores' prepared meals, how they weren't including seafood, and they really could be.
Yes, and many of the legacy large-scale grocery stores still aren't, but those on the edges are doing a fabulous job.
Okay, great. And I'm wondering from you what you see as the top trends coming up in 2015. I know there's so much going on in food service, and the kind of tastes and the type of food that people want that are going to impact how much seafood is being put out there.
Well, you know, I want to go back to the confluence of those two trends that we started with to answer this. At that intersection of better for you food, there is seafood. And what retailers need to know about this, a lot of them want to sell tilapia in a lemon sauce, low calories, light, no sauce on the salmon, that kind of thing. However, all the research that we've done with our clients, the number one thing ordered on a restaurant menu or in stores that people really like when they go up for seafood restaurant, even though the halo of better for you is there, they like something called a captain's platter with all deep fried foods.
Wow.
With a smorgasbord of deep fried foods. Now, 54% of the consumers will go to a seafood restaurant because the food's better for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that 54% will order deep fried food.
Wow.
So retailers can't shy away from offering what the customer wants.
Mm-hmm.
So not all of them want that.
Mm-hmm.
But a majority will order a deep-fried product. So not to shy away from that. And I think that's one of the trends that will surprise many retailers. Fish and chips are a huge seller. Mm-hmm. People love fish and chips. Sell them.
Yes. Wow. Yeah, that's so true. I it's nice to hear from you. I know you've been around and all over the country and have seen what works. So any other trends that you want to mention that, you know?
I was blending that balance of lemon sauce on a salmon or tilapia, piccata. Those things are great, but don't forget fish and chips. Don't forget fried seafood. Blending those two will drive the frequency of customers.
Okay.
I think that's the number one tip.
Okay. And that's it sounds like that's for grocery stores or for restaurants alike.
Right.
Okay.
Because prepared food, non-traditional outlets, and grocery stores, they're doing a great job, particularly Supermax, selling tilapia tilapia piccata.
Okay.
However, they may not call it piccata, but it'll have a lemon sauce, okay, and capers.
Okay.
But they will sell the light food. At the same time, customers still buy the fish and chips.
Yes.
At every other outstanding location. And so if you have a fryer, if your location has that, don't forget to sell that. And I think balancing that, and remember that it's a consumer who buys the food, but mm-hmm. the halo of better for you is still around the fried food as well, in the customer's mind's eye.
That's true.
In their consumption patterns, not necessarily in what they, and they know when they order it that that's not the best thing for you, but because it's seafood, it's got a leg up on something else.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to be with us today. You've had such great insight, and we always appreciate you being here.
Well, thank you very much. I hope you have a great year in 2015, and I think seafood is going to be on the top of everybody's calendar.
That's great. Great to hear. Thank you.
Bye-bye.